Everyone has style. And that is what's so cool about fashion, is that you get to choose your spectrum of where you want to be and have like an immense amount of ownership in that arena. And I think sometimes acknowledging that allows us to really then not worry so much about what everyone else is doing. Now you get to like bullseye, like your lane, you know what I mean? And really set this like intention of like, oh my gosh, I can actually craft the way that I'm showing up. Style is deliberate. It really is. Being able to own that and like take it on and just be curious, I think can really allow us to start that shift of like, how do I get to where I want to be?
Welcome to Beyond Better, a podcast that explores a simple but profound idea. We all deserve to live lives we love, and that includes our work lives too. I'm your host, Stacey Ennis, an author, book coach, speaker, and longtime location-independent entrepreneur living in Portugal with my family of four. Years ago, I was living in Idaho and dreaming of more for my life. And today I am living a life of my own design. Join me as I talk business, location independence, writing, publishing, and so much more, all focused on building a life that is beyond better. You have finished a first draft of your nonfiction book, or maybe you're on your way, you are nearly done, and you're wondering, what do I do now? Well, I want to answer that question for you in a live training that I'll be doing on May 1st at 11 a.m. Eastern. In this live training, I am going to be answering that question for you. Once you have that first draft done, what are the next steps that you need to think about, the things that you need to consider to get that draft moving along and out into the world? We'll be talking about things like the editing process and how do you know what you need to do there? How do you approach self-revision? How do you consider the next steps for publication? Or we'll be talking high level so that I can help you essentially create a project plan for yourself so that you can keep moving forward and get that book out in the world and reach your dream of authorhood. I'm really excited about this, of course, because it's going to be great, but also because it is a celebration event for me, launching a new author community, the Author Influence Circle. So I bring extra excitement to this because I'm really showing up in a new way to serve and support you and help encourage you to get that book draft done and out into the world. You can get your tickets at stacyennis.com/bookdraftdone. That's stacyennis.com/bookdraftdone. And by the way, if you are a member of my Author Influence Circle, you get in for free. I'll be sure to add a link to that community in the show notes. I will see you on May 1st. At 11 Eastern for what to do when your book draft is done. Welcome. I am so excited this week to get to talk about a topic that I have never talked about on this podcast before, but something I really enjoy talking about, which is personal style. And it's interesting because as I got ready to meet with this week's guest, Laura Tolley, I had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction. I ended up putting on like a really wrinkly shirt for this episode all about style. But it did get me thinking actually about how style can be such a support in making you feel really confident in how you show up, or it can do the opposite. Thankfully, I know Laura really well, so I'm comfortable. I know she wouldn't care if I showed up in a stained ratty shirt, so it's all good. But my own understanding of style and how it supports me and how it enables me to really step fully into who I am in spaces where I might be uncomfortable or I might not feel like fully ready to be in those spaces, style has been such a big support. And Laura, this guest for this week, has specifically been a voice of support in that area. So I'm really excited to get to share her goodness with you. Let me tell you a little bit about Laura Tolley. She has worked in the fashion industry for the last 20 plus years and has been a small business owner since 2015. As a style expert, she lives in the creative intersection between fashion, compassion, and self-expression. She teaches individuals how they can look and feel fantastic in what they wear by building an intentional wardrobe. She shows organizations how they can create a cohesive team image that merges each team member's individuality with the company's brand and culture. Laura has built her company on a simple philosophy: great style is for everyone. The way you dress tells a story about how you choose to show up in this world. You get to craft your story and look good doing it. Laura, welcome. I'm so glad to have you here.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Like, when you reached out to me, I was like, Stacey, yes, need you say more.
We did an episode a long time ago. Like, I think it was, it probably was like 2 or 3 years ago. It's yeah, like one of the OGs, like the really original episodes of the podcast when I was still trying to figure out how to be a podcaster and how to record these things. Yeah. And it was such a good conversation. And, you know, I find that the conversations that you and I have, like when we get into our deep conversations, I'm like, oh, I wish I could have recorded that and shared it, because you always offer so much insight and wisdom into my life. So I'm excited to get to share that today. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you've been a real voice champion for is this philosophy that great style is for everyone. And that's not the messaging that we get on our screens, right? Like there is a particular type of person with a particular, and a particular type of style even. But you really have this philosophy that is for everyone. And I'd love to hear, we're going to dig more into that, this, like what that means, but I'd like to start with your roots of how did you evolve into a person who like operates in this space of style? Like, how did that become important to you in your life?
Yeah, I love that question. I think, you know, I grew up in Jamaica, and I'm an island girl, and grew up in very humble beginnings. You know, my dad was a shoemaker. My mom worked many different jobs. One of them was a seamstress, so she made most of our clothing. And I think early on, there was this experience of realizing that like how we clothe our bodies was just like a really tangible way to express ourselves. But also, I think because my parents were like, my dad made shoes and like my mom sewed clothing, I think it really helped me see like quality wear and what that could look like. And that I think growing up, I was able to really tap into seeing that I can feel great in like what I put on my body. And it didn't matter where you were from. It didn't matter if you had very little or, and I think that accessibility was a key component to like how I think about style. Because I think sometimes it's the access, thinking like, oh, I couldn't wear that, or oh, I couldn't afford that. And that can be like the umbrella decision that makes you choose how you, whether you think you have style or not. And I think for me, it was realizing like great style is accessible, and that we can all have this like say about how we're showing up. So yeah, I definitely feel like it was grassrooted in me.
It's so funny because, you know, I've known you as an adult, and I often forget about that origin of yours and like how you really started from really respecting the origin of the clothing, right? Like how it's actually made. And it's really interesting right now. I don't think I've even mentioned this to you, you know, off recording. But Lily's, my daughter, has been taking sewing lessons recently. So she's taking them weekly. And she's taking them from a fashion designer. So this amazing designer is coming in and teaching her how to repurpose existing garments into new clothing. And it's so cool. And she's like designing like a patchwork bag right now. She made her own shirt just on her own. And it's been really cool because, you know, we live in this era of fast fashion, and I think so many of us mindlessly just like put things on our body without really thinking about like the impact that that has on us, just like we consume media that impacts us or we have conversations that impact us and we don't really think about that, like how that impacts our life and how we think and how we behave. I would love to hear a little bit from you on that concept, because for me, this has been one of the most transformative things that you have done in my life in really helping me understand the way that style can be a tool. It can be used intentionally as, you call it, a wing woman. Can you talk about that concept a little and the psychology behind that?
Yeah. So I think sometimes when we think of getting dressed, it seems such a matter of fact. It can be just like, this is just like the routine of what I need to do. And I think like the idea of building confidence can be like, it doesn't have to be a hack. It doesn't have to be like this thing that I'm trying to like, you know, force and make work. And for me, style can be this like usable tool, but in a way that like profoundly changes how you function in your like everyday life. And when I mentioned to you that you could use style as a wing woman or a wingman, it really means allowing yourself to be intentional about how you're clothing your body. And what that means is allowing yourself to make these like deliberate steps to accessing and gathering information about how things look on you, why they work, and using that information to help like really formulate something that is going to serve you on so many layers in your life. I think sometimes style can feel like kind of like what we talked about before, like it's for a certain type of person, but everyone has style. And that is what's so cool about fashion, is that you get to choose your spectrum of where you want to be and have like an immense amount of ownership in that arena. And I think sometimes acknowledging that allows us to really then not worry so much about what everyone else is doing. Now you get to like bullseye, like your lane, you know what I mean? And really set this like intention of like, oh my gosh, I can actually craft the way that I'm showing up. I can learn my measurements. I can understand the difference between how certain fabrics fit on my body, and then also understand like how to navigate this like number size range as well. So it's like really, style is deliberate. It really is. And I think like being able to like own that and like take it on and just be curious, I think can really allow us to start that shift of like, oh, okay, maybe, you know, looking at my rise and like getting this right inseam, that makes a really big difference in how these pants fit on me. That's a huge shift, as opposed to just like, I'm just going to try these pants on, and if they work, they work, and I'll just keep it moving. So being more deliberate about like, how do I get to where I want to be when it comes to getting dressed? And it's not just like noticing a cute outfit. It's doing these like deliberate actions to help you learn and uncover. And that gives you that access.
That deliberateness when we met was something that didn't exist for me. And you and I met, and I told this story in our earlier episode, which we'll be sure to link to as well. When I was doing a TEDx talk, and part of our TEDx coaching that we got to get, when I was working with our close friend, Nancy Buffington, in speaking coaching capacity. But we also got a style consult, and I remember being like, oh, that's interesting. I get to like work with a stylist, and I'd heard about you, through Nancy, but I didn't know you yet. And When I met you, I had just had my second child. He was, how old was he at the time? He was maybe like 2, I think. And, or maybe 1.5. And I really had kind of fallen into this like acceptance that my body was just going to be clothed and that was just going to have to be okay. Like, and I was wearing a lot of like blacks and grays. I still like, well after I was nursing, I was still wearing my nursing tops. I was still like, you know, it wasn't, I think when I think back to it, I like try to kind of understand. I was sleep deprived. I can all the things, and there's no, I don't give any judgment on myself at that period. But when I really examine it, it was not, it was like I had decided that I wasn't worth the effort, right? And that showed up in other ways. And it showed up especially when I would want to take on a new opportunity and I wouldn't have anything that made me feel great already in my closet. Or if I did, it was older and it wasn't even like the right style for me anymore. And that like new kind of shifting, you had me try on these pants and I was like, what? I would never wear those pants. And they looked amazing. And that was really interesting because it really opened me up to thinking about like, oh, I don't even know. I have no clue. Like, I have no sense of even how to shop for my own body. And it's changed. Mm-hmm. I've had babies and I'm mature now. Like, I'm not 25. And, you know, so I'm curious to know from you how somebody in a similar place who like recognizes this within themselves and wants to change, but feels very uncomfortable doing so. Like even the first time I wore one of my new outfits into a group that I had dressed differently before, it was very uncomfortable and several people made kind of passive aggressive comments at me. And so like that, there's that fear of like totally changing how you show up in the world. How do you, I mean, I know how you addressed it with me. Can you offer that same kind of like tough love, like coaching to our listeners that you gave me all those years back?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember those pants and I was like, oh my gosh, like I was so excited to style you because I was like, this woman is beautiful and wonderful. And like what you're doing and like just, I wanted like what we put on your body to celebrate what you were already bringing to the table, Stacey. So I think that really sums up like what I want for your audience and like for everyone is like, I think we just want to arrive. It's like, I just want to get there, right? It's like, just tell me and let me just get there and it be done. And I think we all know that longevity of meaningful things just don't happen that way. And that includes the evolution of your style. Because we're all like jumping in and out of seasons in our lives. And those changes, they're going to demand something from us, right? They're going to demand a pivot in what we're doing. It's going to demand like either like a shrinking bandwidth. It's going to ask something from us. And I think with style, I remember saying this to one of my clients, I think it's realizing that being able to be open to the changes that you're experiencing, whether it's, you know, about like, you know, just having a baby or, you know, gaining weight or losing weight, whatever the case is, it's being open to allowing yourself to go, I am worthy no matter the season I am in. I am worthy of feeling good right where I am. And I think sometimes it sounds like kind of like fluffy and like juju-y, you know, in a way. But one of the things I've learned over the years of styling so many different people with in all shapes and sizes is that there is a very meaningful practice that needs to happen about how we see ourselves. And I mean, it's like these tiny, small, layered everyday habits of like saying kind things to ourselves, and being okay with like shifting in a way that like doesn't feel like this change is happening, so it's going to dismantle everything about who I am. So, you know, I know for you, you know, like just having a baby and just like shifting in how you feel about your body. And it's like, I think it's being open to that space of recognizing like I am in process and learning, and that this stuff is not going to happen overnight, but there are actual practical tools that I can utilize to help me through these seasons that I'm in. So that with, and with style, it's really, I know a big part of it is really like acknowledging where you are at that point. It's like, what is it, what is going to serve me right now where I am? And being curious about that question as far as style goes. Because I think sometimes the idea is that kind of like when I mentality, like I will do this. I will, you know, I will like really invest in my wardrobe, or I will really take the steps to really understand more about what works for me when I XYZ, when I lose weight or when I get a different position or whatever the case is. And I think actually taking those deliberate steps of like owning where you are in your life and feeling good about yourself in these like practice habits of like saying kind things to yourself and taking deliberate steps of like, you know what, I'm going to take my measurements because right now I'm just winging it. You know, it's like these like tools that you can utilize to really help you make decisions that are going to serve you in the long run are all building this like, I don't know, like ammunition of like confidence that allows you to adapt when these seasons of your life, these changes occur. And I feel like that's a powerful part of change and being more open to styling yourself. Because I tell you, I mean, I could find like the most amazing outfit for a client, and if they're not like in here with the mindset of feeling like they deserve to have these items on their body, or that they're worthy of looking and feeling a certain way, then the clothing, it doesn't matter. So that mindset component is like invaluable.
It's so huge. And I mean, it's interesting. You didn't say this, but you were alluding to it on just being really vulnerable with our listeners. I remember my biggest thing when you and I met is I was like so self-conscious about my midsection, right? Because it had changed so much after having babies. And one of the things that you, well, first of all, I remember when I said that to you and you genuinely looked surprised. Like it was like genuine surprise that washed over your face. And then you were like, okay. And then we talked about like, okay, well, what do you want to celebrate? Like, what do you feel great about? And that even just shifting to the things that I already loved and appreciated about my body. And then also a lot of inner work around like my beautiful stomach and what that has, the people that it's created and like the strength that I have in my body. Like I have a total, I look back and I like, man, I've come so far in, I'm in just such a different woman today. And I'm the most confident for sure that I've ever been. And I think a lot of that, to your point, has been genuine daily effort to look at myself in the mirror and appreciate what I see. And sometimes even say out loud, I'm sure I would look really wacky if somebody walked in, but like say out loud to myself, like, you are smart and beautiful and intelligent and like you're doing good work in the world. And, you know, like that makes a big difference. But we don't hear about that on social media, right? Like we just see the perfect images and the curated outfits. The other piece of this, Laura, that I think is a really interesting part, and I'm still finding my way here, is, okay, there's all this inner work, and I feel like we could do a whole episode just on that. Could write a whole book on that, right?
Yeah.
But then this other piece is like, oh, what do I even like? Like, I'm finding my style changes, you know, over the years, and I'm more drawn to different styles, but I'm not sure I've found my kind of signature style yet. I'm still looking for that. Mm-hmm. And I know that's something that you help people find. What is that in your words? And how do people uncover that within themselves and how they really want to show up in the world?
Great question. I feel like so much. So when I think of style, right, it's like this evolving process, right? Because again, we're not stagnant. We're not just like staying in one place with who we are, right? We're changing, we're evolving, we're shifting careers, we're having babies, we're not having babies, you know, we're all these different life things are happening. And through that, we have to put clothing on our bodies, right? And one of the things that I think is a very great starting point, I think sometimes, I mean, I think most of us do this, we're constantly like compiling like looks that we love. So whether it's like whatever platform you use, whether it's Pinterest or Instagram or any of those other social media platforms, we're compiling all of these images of what we like or what we feel like we gravitate towards. And for, I mean, I work with mostly women, and one of the things I recognize in just like my own journey of style is how layered my life is, right? So I'm, you know, I own my own business, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I go out with my friends, we like take trips, we go camping, we're hopping on bicycles. So my life is like very layered. And I think that part of great style is this practical component that allows us to kind of like pivot into all of these arenas of who we are. And so I think of it kind of like a Venn diagram, right? So like you have yourself in the middle, right? And then you have all of these like these circles, and let's just do three, like three circles of like pools of who you are, right? And if I'm just, you know, if I'm using, you know, you as an example, you know, you're a businesswoman, you're an author, you know, you're a mom, and you're a wife, and then you also, you know, have these other like social components of like you with your friends and the activities that you do. And so one of the great starting point is then collecting these images to one place. I definitely recommend starting on one platform and just getting like an umbrella view as to like, what's your inspiration? Like, so the styles that are just like, I love the colors or the way she like put that together. I don't know if I'd wear it, right? So the inspiration, even it could be a person, it could be a celebrity, it could just be some random person that is able to be on Instagram or Pinterest. And then the second is things that I will actually wear. So like, let's keep it real. Like, what do you think you would actually put on your body? So, and pooling those really helps you to get a visual of like what you, like how you think about dressing yourself. Like, what's like immediately accessible? This is like not you digging into the layers of like why you wouldn't wear something. These are just things that you're like, I love that. I would wear it. Okay. So it's the inspiration, and then it's the like what I would actually wear. And then I want you to zoom out a little bit more, right? And what that does is you're able to then see like kind of some through lines in the images, because now you're taking like a real look at what you've collected, you know, in the last several months or however long you've been like collecting these saved outfits or these images. And it's a bit more intentional because you're not just like, oh, that's cute. You're like asking these questions now, like, what is it about that look that fits my lifestyle? Where am I headed? Like, what's the goal for me as far as where I am now to where I want to be? Because sometimes those images are reflecting that. So you're like, I would never wear those colors, but I'm seeing lots of colors on this mood board or inspiration board. And that is just, those are things that are trying to like tell you something about how you're going to develop your style. And I think it's really to be curious about what that can look like and how it unfolds. So a big starting point for me and how I work with my clients is like gathering all of that information, right? And using it to kind of distill out like what it means. And I think sometimes when we like click on an outfit and we save it, like it's a very like automatic thing. Like we're not really like, you're just like, oh, you know, I like those pants, or I like the way that that whole outfit came together. It's very automatic. So now that you're able to like really have that like more focused and deliberate action of like asking yourself these questions about what you're seeing and what you've collected, it's a really great starting point to uncovering what your style is and also what it's going to become.
It's like the actual and the aspirational. I love that.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, Laura, because I've never heard you explain it like this. And, you know, the thing that I'm hearing is it takes work, you know, it's like everything else. But, you know, I was thinking even my office behind me, this made me think of this. Rita, the producer of this amazing producer of this podcast, I should say, helped me with getting my office designed and put together. And it was like, it took time, beautiful. Energy, planning. It took many weeks, actually months, to get everything together. There's still things that I'm like, oh, I still want to do that. I want to do this. But the reward that I receive from having my office put together and walking into this every day and feeling good is, it can't even explain it. It's such a difference for me every day. And it's like any other thing we do. That's what I'm hearing from you. It's like, you can't just happen into it. It's like you actually have to be thoughtful about it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Especially if you're looking for that longevity of the rewards, you know, because we've all been there where we just are buying things and then there are things with tags on it, or you're like, why did I don't even know why I bought that, you know? So it's like, we've all been in on that cycle before of like, what's not working. And I think, that idea of style, it can seem like it's so effortless, but it actually takes a ton of effort. Like you see, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, she's so cute. Like, oh, your outfit looks just like effortless. And it's like, yes, it now looks effortless because I've like put in the work over the last few years of developing and harnessing like what works for me and really refining my style so that I get to this point where I'm able to just kind of pull things together because like my skills have been developed over the years of like trial and error and like actually doing the work of developing how I want to feel in my clothes. I think of it like when you're learning to cook, you can use the recipe and really learn and succeed in like just making a meal, right? And the deeper layer of learning how to cook is like understanding these like really important fundamentals of cooking. So like the difference between searing and sauteing and, you know, poaching and like all these layers of like making a meal come together that allows you to go, oh my gosh, I can just grab 5 ingredients and make something magical happen because I've developed these skills of how to cook a meal. And now it's like rewarding me because I don't have to like rack my brain about how to do it. And I feel like the same can be applied to style because ultimately too, I want it to be fun. You know, I want there to be a sense of like playfulness and like joy. It could be a t-shirt and a pair of jeans, but you're like, this is like one of my favorite t-shirts and these jeans fit me so well, you know? So it's not like it's really like kind of anchoring down that like that process of like, oh, I can build these skills. They're accessible. They're doable. They're not like that woman that I see that looks effortlessly chic. It's not like magic, like how she got there, right? You know, and I think that like almost like puts into perspective the real life way of styling as opposed to like this perceived way of what we think style is.
And to your earlier point, it's there has to be that base of a feeling of worthiness before mm-hmm. you can even integrate all of these things that you're describing, right? Like there's, it's so deep. And this is where I had such a shift in understanding style because I would say also coming from the publishing world and the world of academia, like not being too, I was actually still finished. I think I just finished my master's degree when we met. So those worlds, like if you look great, you are not serious. Like you are mm-hmm. like, there's something like wrong with you almost. And so mm-hmm. I had also absorbed a lot of that mindset of like, that's like not a serious thing to be doing, worrying about your mm-hmm. looks. But like, I look back now and I'm thinking, how funny, because this is my only vessel. This is the thing that contains me. Why is it not okay? Like, why is that considered unserious or a waste of time when I'm caring for my vessel? And we're not talking about, now, I will say I am not like a maintenance appointments kind of gal. I don't get my nails done. It's just, those are not things that I spend my time and energy doing. But caring for my body and like taking care of it with food, with movement, and with how I show up, like I feel those are ways that I honor myself. And that's a really different mindset. Mm-hmm. Then you add the clothing to that, right?
Yes. Absolutely. It's a very different mindset. And then you add the clothing to that and it's a whole nother level. And I think, you know, you mentioning just like that the world of academia and how looking nice or looking pulled together is seen as like less valued. I think, you know, in the style world, like, feeling stylish or looking stylish can be seen as this like luxury, and it's not a luxury. Like not everyone needs a stylist, but everyone should have this wonderful reward of being able to acknowledge and appreciate who they are and the layers of who they're becoming and understand how they can use style to celebrate those things. And it's a very different shift from, you know, I think how we clothe ourselves in our culture. It's a very like, I see what's out there and then I try to make it work for myself. The shift here is I am understanding what I want for myself and how I want to see myself. And when I walk into a room, you know, how am I painting? Am I painting an accurate story, you know? And being deliberate about making that happen for yourself is like so, so powerful. And so this idea of style and feeling pulled together, you know, it is not a luxury. I think it's in a way, like really leaning into, I feel like I've said this before, forgiving ourselves for ever thinking that we were never worthy, no matter where we are in our lives.
I love that. I love that so much. And I think, like, as women particularly, this is something we have to work through, but certainly men experience this as well. And I mean, I definitely see in, you know, my social experiences, you know, I think there's like the t-shirt and khaki shorts uniform that most of the dads at the school wear. Nothing wrong with that, right? Like my husband often wears those things as well. But I think like that intentionality can absolutely and should extend to men who are listening as well, especially as you're like moving into these next spaces and phases of your life and your work. If you're writing a book, if you're delivering talks, like there's so much there. I'm super practical, as you know me well enough by now. And I know a lot of our listeners and viewers are as well. And so I would love to dig into some of the particulars of some style principles and some practical wardrobe tips. So can we start with some style principles, some things that you can offer our listeners that they can kind of absorb and potentially apply into their own style to begin to level up their style, their wardrobe, and really their broader presence?
I feel like a game changer is knowing your measurements. I think so many people do not know their measurements. I'm talking about you know, waist, arm length, inseam, rise, hips, like there's like so many, there's so much good intel you are gathering from just knowing what your measurements are, right? And that information is then allowing you to be able to understand like your parameters as far as fit goes, as far as your size goes. But then the next part is like understanding how things should fit you. And what I mean by that is, so say, for example, you're this particular number size in a certain brand. The practice of understanding like what really serves your body and what fits you well is being open to not sitting in a particular number or a particular size, because fit, which is how things lay on your body, is paramount in my book, right? So being able to go, you know what, these pants work really well in, this is my usual size, but if I go up one and then get the waist taken in, it's gonna like lay so well on my hips. It's going to hug my frame in like a really flattering way. Or this top, you know, I need to go down a size. Like I normally wear this size, but I need to go down in it because I know a more tailored fit is going to complement my frame in a more flattering way. So it's like a very forward way of looking at the clothing you try on. So it's not necessarily about like this clothes not serving me. It's like I put this on and I can then dictate how it will serve my body, right? As opposed to I put this on, something is wrong with my body because it's not working, right? So you're using really valuable insight as to what's going to make this item love on you the way you know it should. And that's huge as far as bringing in styles.
Laura, I have to just, before you add your next piece, I just have to say, I think that is such a powerful, just kind of reframe on how you buy clothing. I don't think I've heard you quite articulate it like that before. At least, I mean, I'm sure you have, but not to me. And especially because sizing is so different between brands, right? Mm-hmm. And I am so guilty of the like, actually, you know, here's another thing. Like I waste so much time trying to figure out how brands fit when if I just knew my measurements, it would be so much easier. Like what I tend to do is I'll go on a site and then they'll have their size comparison. So like if you're a Nike small, ours will fit true to size. Like, you know how they offer those on there. Or yeah. I will go literally like Google like Lululemon Align. Does it fit true to size? And I spent all this time researching it. What a waste of time. I'm really reflecting on my personal habits right now. but then also you helped dress me for an event recently. And when I went in to try on the pants that we had found together, the sizing, like it was way outside of my normal range of sizing, which was kind of surprising to me. But then I bought another shirt there that you hadn't seen and I sized up because I knew I wanted it to be like kind of like a looser fitting, flowier shirt. And that's something I learned from you rather than like, oh, I'm always a small or whatever. So I'm always going to buy this size and like, oh no, I could buy a medium and like, it's going to actually look how I want it to look. Like I'm going for the certain look and style. And it's just a different, it's like you are dictating what the clothing will do for you rather than letting the clothing dictate how it's going to look on your body.
Yes. Yes. And that is like a game changer. It really is. Because I mean, style is so plentiful, right? I mean, there's so much out there, right? And so as you're like trying, that's another thing. Trying things on is so important. Like try on all the things. It can seem like so exhausting because you're like, ah, you know, but again, I'm like beating this like a dead horse, but it's like you're collecting data, you're collecting information about what works in your body, how it's laying, how it fits. Like this is not just like fluff information. This is like useful intel that is all part of gathering that information that leads you through that evolving process of developing your style. And I think so much of that, what that's going to do, like when you walk into a store, it's not necessarily about seeing all the things. It's really just being more like, instead of shopping, you're selecting. And that is like such a big difference for your for your closet, for your bandwidth, you know, for your bottom line. You know, because then you're not just like buying stuff for the sake of buying it. You're just like, oh my gosh, those trousers, the way the straight leg is and it's a mid-rise is going to like hit me so well on my waist. And I can pair it with like a pair of jeans, a pair of sneaks or these cute little kitten heels or, you know, then you're starting to shift that information from trying things on and understanding the difference between size parameters, right? And fit, how things lay on your body. Then you're able to like carry that information over to like building outfits, which is such a big difference from buying pieces, you know? Yeah.
Can you expand on that a little, Laura? Because I feel like that would fit, that fits in our style principles discussion. And it's something that I have also learned from you over the years and really thinking about building that outfit rather than just like what I used to do, which is, oh, I like this cute shirt, but I have like no vision for it. I'm just going to buy it and then I don't wear it because I haven't really thought about like how that's going to create something for me. It's just like a shirt.
Yeah.
Right. Can you talk a little bit about that concept?
Yeah. Yeah. So when you're shopping and you're like selecting an item, right? My goal for you is to be able to kind of like Rain Man see the things in your wardrobe. So you're able to go, oh my gosh, I love this like emerald green crop sweater. It will look amazing, right? Then you start like pulling in pieces that you already have in your closet and seeing outfits, because that allows the pieces that you bring into your space and that you put on your body to really be useful. Because, you know, unless it's like a one-off, like, oh my gosh, you're going to a gala or it's like a wedding thing or something like that. The purpose of building an intentional wardrobe is really allowing yourself to be able to get dressed and feel great without investing like a ton of your bandwidth, you know, like you're like, can this be easier, please? And the answer is yes, it actually can, as you start to build these skills and navigate in this particular way when you're consuming, you know, clothing. So back to like, you're in the store picking out this like emerald green crop sweater, then you're like, oh my gosh, okay, so I could like dress it down, I could just throw it on with my jeans, right? Super easy. But ooh, I have this like really cool forest green skirt that would be like a cool tone on tone look. There's another outfit. Oh, then I have this like kind of like cool like denim skirt that I love to wear. That would be cute with it. I could also rock it underneath my blazer because it's not super bulky, so it's going to be super easy to layer. I could do a white button down underneath it, pair that with like some black jeans. So you're pulling information about what you already own. So that item that you are seeing that you love kind of earns its way into your closet. And it's not something that you then bring home. And I mean, we've all been there where you're like, you see the item in your closet, it still has the tag on it. And you're like, okay, I know, I get it. I will use you. I just have to figure it out. Like, you do that ahead of time before it even like comes into your space. Because ultimately, that is the freedom of like understanding what works for your body. That is the freedom it gives you. It gives you the opportunity to have less things in your closet that don't serve you the way you want it to, or they're just kind of taking up space. They're just noise, you know? And a big thing for me is like everything I bring into my space is something I have to manage. I have to manage it with my physical space, but I also have to manage it with my mental space because I see it. When I'm getting dressed, I have to go through it. And so like the ripple effect of like making these deliberate movements throughout your evolution of like clothing your body is huge, because all of a sudden you get to this point where your girlfriend can call you and she's like, oh my gosh, I just heard of this like XYZ that's happening downtown. And you're like, okay, when is it? Like, she's like, it's in an hour. And you can go in your closet, throw something on in 5 to 10 minutes. And you're like, I am so cute, you know, and feel good in it and be off, you know, enjoying living your life as opposed to feeling that like strain of like, I don't have what serves me in my wardrobe. And no, we don't want that. I don't want that for you.
Well, and that extends into the moment, right? Because we know that we know how the brain works. You get there and you don't feel good in what you're wearing, and you're self-monitoring. You're probably tugging at your, your shirt that you don't like, or like spotlight effect, thinking other people think you look, you know, like those are the kind of things that,
right,
who has time for that? We don't need that in our lives, right? And of course that has inner work, but it also is that kind of expression of your style in the real world. That's what I love, the way that you approach that. Getting even like more on the practical side, you talked about an intentional wardrobe. What are some things that somebody should have in their intentional wardrobe, female, male? I'd love to hit both of those, that will really like make that an easeful experience, that thing that you just talked about, where like going to the store and finding something you love and being able to like go through the catalog in your mind. What would that look like in a closet that is very intentional? What are some practical pieces that would be in there?
So these are pieces that are just, they're just great anchors. And what I mean by that, they are the pieces that allow you to build outfits that look like that gal that you see, or that gentleman that you're like, oh my God, they just make it look so effortless. For me, a blazer, like a blazer for both men and women that fits you well. And it could be in like a very tailored style. It could be like slightly oversized. There's a big trend now of even more oversized, but they're very, very structured, which allows for you to kind of wear an oversized blazer and it still look really pulled together. So a blazer, jeans, you know, and I love like a good, you know, it could be a medium wash or a dark wash denim, but a jean where I can, yes, you could throw on a t-shirt with it, but then you could put like a silk blouse or a great button down and, you know, some loafers or, you know, like some mules or like a little kitten heel. And like, we all know, like putting on a pair of jeans that you just like, that fits you well and that you feel good in, it can navigate all the layers of your life, right? It can just be a game changer for your wardrobe. Undergarments that fit you well. And that comes down to your measurements, like knowing like how things are supposed to fit you on your body and feeling good in these undergarment pieces that allows your clothes to lay well on you. So back to that fit, you know, it's like one of my clients, she's so funny. So she has the girls. She's like a 38 double D. I think it's like a larger letter actually. And the shift from getting her the correct bra size, because she's been wearing a size that's actually too wide in the number size. I mean, it like changed how clothing laid on her body completely. Like all of a sudden she was like, did I get taller? And I'm like, I know. Right? Because that's how important these little things matter, you know? So undergarments that fit. I would say for women, like I'm on, when it comes to shoe, practical is so important. I need to be able to be like, to go like, I can walk for a few hours here and there in these shoes and not want to strangle someone. So having like, you know, some cool sneaks, you know, are, because I mean, I think that's what's so great about what's happening in style. Like you, especially for women, I think we're able to really put a stamp on like our own sense of like how we want to be seen and how we want to show up. And there's a loosening with our deliberate actions of like what's being dictated to us about like, oh, she's that age, that's what she should wear, or you're this way, so you should wear this. And like those parameters are getting like fizzled out. And so I feel like cool pair of sneaks are essential for both men and women. And for also like some sleek pumps, you know, and I love a kitten heel. And a kitten heel is just like, it's usually like an inch or less. and there's so many great styles out there. And a great pair of white button-down shirt, like that fits you well. So it can be not the like I call it like the super pressed, like super, I like the ones that are a lighter cotton that you can dress up or down. Those are really some practical pieces that can create so many cool outfits in your wardrobe.
Yeah, just having them available, like I would just the sneakers. I find that just having like some nice, cute, clean, like they're not like super old and dirty, like just sneakers you can throw on with an outfit. You feel comfortable, they're cute, you look cool, you know, and I feel that it like can really level up an outfit just to have something like that
Oh,
available to put on.
completely, completely, especially like just thinking back on the event that you just did, and like I was like, this is what I want you to wear, like with the trouser and these cool sneaks, and you were comfortable.
Yeah.
You looked so cute, and I could tell just by like when I looked at the video of you talking, like the comfort and confidence in how you were. I was like, you're making mama so
Yeah, and I mean, I was running around all day, so to have something I was really comfortable in and that were really cute, and it was, I mean, it makes such a big difference. My gosh, there's so many things that I would love to ask you, but I'm looking and realizing we are nearing the hour mark, and our conversation should probably end at some point. So, Laura, thank you. I just think the world of you, and I admire the work that you do so much and just who you are. I think what I hope people can know about you coming, they don't see the side of you that I've known for all these years, but everything that you teach and the way that you show up for your clients is from a place of deep care. Like you really care. It's not like, oh, I want to come in and make people look pretty. I mean, yeah, you want them to feel that way. It's more about like how they feel in the world and how that supports them in their next level of where they're going to go. And for these listeners, particularly, so many of you out there listening to this, you have big dreams and big goals. You might want to write a book, you might want to launch a business or step out of corporate and launch that, you know, grow that side hustle or expand in your career or volunteer in your community in a bigger way, whatever it is. And we all have things that are barriers for us getting to that next place that we want to go. I feel that style is one way that you can begin to edge toward that place in a way that's also like a personal journey. It's like developing confidence and being able to show up, and that's something that you've really shown me over the years. Laura, tell us a little bit about where listeners can find you, follow along with you, and if they're interested in learning more about your work and how you support clients, where can they go to find that out?
First of all, just Stacey, thank you. This was so wonderful. Just like being able to sit here and chat and just like share some of these like really valuable components of like how we could all use style. And I love what you do, and I love what you just over the years of like seeing your growth as well. It's fantastic. It's pretty cool.
Isn't that so
Again,
cool
mama proud.
to see friends grow and change? I think that's one of the things I really have appreciated about our friendship, and is like you and I have evolved so much since we first met back in like 2016, I think is when we met. And same, like watching you evolve and grow your business has been incredible, and like seeing your impact grow, it's so cool. So exciting.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. But your listeners, yeah, they can Instagram, at lauratolley.co is where I share a ton of information and insight, a lot of writing. But I think the biggest thing is with me on Instagram, it's what I share here. It's just like the accessibility of style, the practical tools you can incorporate into your daily lives that allows you to just like move that needle to like, oh my gosh, I am so cute. This feels good. This is right for me, developing that like that eye for style. And of course my website as well at lauratolley.co. So
And Laura, what are you most excited about right now in like your work? And like, is there anything cool happening that you want to share?
Oh, gosh. So right now I'm in the process of we're creating a couple of events because I've done some speaking engagements in the last few months and they've been so wonderful. So just having a couple of like private events and also more public events where the community can come in and we can do some like fun little style 101 courses and stuff. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And I think just honestly, some of the collaborative work that is on my calendar now, just working with other people within the community and then being out there too in the community, which is like kind of cool. Working with younger, with young folks, like, oh my gosh, it's been such a rewarding and also inspiring experience from high school to college, to college kids. So yeah, I'm super, super excited about that opportunity and just being like a really, a good resource, you know, when it comes to like understanding all things style, but me learning as well from all of these incredible people that I meet. I mean, I'm just constantly like blown away, like I'm like, what I don't know, I'm like, tell me more.
Oh, so, I love it.
Looking forward to that. Yeah.
Lots of in-person stuff. Those are some of the things I'm looking forward to too, is just kind of being with other real human beings in a real human space. Yes. It makes a big difference.
Well, it does.
Laura, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing wisdom. We'll of course be sure to link to all of the places that you mentioned so people can follow you on Instagram, check out your website, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Stacey.
And thank you to you, our listener or our viewer, if you're watching us on YouTube. I am really grateful for your time today. I hope this was insightful for you. Maybe it will even be life-changing for you the way that it was for me when I first started exploring style and how it could impact how I feel about myself and how I show up. So I hope this was really beneficial for you. I want to thank, as always, Rita Dominguez for her fine production of this fine podcast. She really makes all of this possible, and I could not do it without her. And if you have a moment now and you haven't yet left a rating and review, I would.